Good morning on 840 KTIC. Chad Moyer with you, and it's time for our daily newsmaker program here on a Friday morning. That means it's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets here today. And let's get a harvest progress report. Have we get any combines in the field after the rains, Roy?
Oh, absolutely. We started about 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon, and had a real good run yesterday, and getting close to the end of the soybean harvest for us. By the end of the week, a big percentage of the soybeans, I think, are going to be harvested. And it was surprising that at almost 2 inches of rain we had didn't slow us down any more than it did, because we sure needed the rain, but it sure soaked away fast.
Roy, as you visit with your neighbors, maybe just talk a little bit about yields, both on soybeans and on the corn that's come out. What's kind of the conclusion there so far?
Well, I'll start with corn. The corn yields have been, as I've been able to ascertain from a little bit of conversation I've had, and there isn't a lot of corn that's been harvested here, but pretty much right in the APH yield category, eastern Cass County, around 140 to 150. Some higher than that, you know, some coffee shop yields that push the envelope a little bit. Soybean yields running 45 to 52 or 53. The 50s plus are pretty unusual. The one field that I finished yesterday made 46, so I was satisfied with that. I'd like to add a little more, but considering that we only had about an inch of rain for 2 months, I have to say I'm pretty happy with the performance of the dry performance of these soybean varieties.
Yeah, and you know something else, the market is telling us that the market really wants those beans right now, and maybe is satisfied with storing some corn, huh?
It is. It was an interesting market yesterday for sure. We saw the soybean market make a run at a dead cat bounce and for 3 or 4 days, and then pull back real hard on the 1st of October, and then it gradually worked its way up. And then yesterday and the day before yesterday, we had two really good days where we gained back almost all that we lost in the previous week. So we got a real interesting situation in the soybean market, in that November beans were up 16, but the March was only up a dime. So that indicates exactly what you said. The processors want us to sell the beans, and that we call that a bull spread, and that's normally a bull spread is other than conversation at the coffee shop, is an indication that there's probably better prices ahead for the soybeans.
Now, let's update the dead cat bounce, because we did pull back, like you said, but if we're using the qualifier as the local cash grain bid for immediate delivery, where do we sit on the dead cat bounce?
Well, if you look at the local cash, which is what I do, we had a harvest low on the 10th of October and again on the 15th of October, which was actually this week, 1209 here at the Midwest Co-op, and so we're only 2 days higher than that low. Now, if you use in futures, then the low goes clear back to the 1st of October, but I like to use cash because I think it gives you a more realistic picture of what the true demand is. And, you know, after yesterday with that 16-cent bounce we had in the November futures and also in the cash, I'd say that it's an indicator that we can hold those beans for a little while longer and maybe pick up a little more.
All right. How about over on corn? You know, the corn-bean relationship price, corn is lower than the historic 2.5 to 1. So what are the keys to watch for there?
Well, corn and beans have been going about opposite directions, and of course that shows in the fact that, as you said, the corn bid here is 419 and the bean bid is 1235, so it's over three times as high a price for beans as for corn. We've had several days of the corn futures trading higher, And then yesterday they pulled back a couple of pennies. But, I think it what this is saying to us is that with the corn bean ratio what it is, the corn is of value, and we just need to get some of it harvested and locked away until we see a rebound in this corn price.
All right, as we wrap up here this morning, what are the final keys? What should we be watching?
Well, you still need to watch this dead cat bounce and see if this rally off of that harvest low from Monday of this week, see if that'll hold through next week. That's really, really important that we see some follow-through to that good day we had on yesterday. Corn, we're just at the beginning of harvest on the corn, and there's a lot of it out there, and from what I hear, the yields are pretty good, and so we're probably just going to have to eat our way through this this harvest before we see much hope for a big rally in that market.
And for folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right, always good to talk to you. Have fun at Mom's Cafe today, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
I'll look forward to it.
And that's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.